Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I feel like we are experiencing a new birth of freedom. In fact, that's our theme of an upcoming gala for Liberty Counsel. And I think that's what we are seeing both in our country and around the world. And today, especially as the inauguration, January 20, a new president takes office. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me on this incredible day is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, I already sense a spiritual and political and emotional shift in our country, and it's going to be exciting to see what all happen. Is it going to happen? I mean, it's already the past 2 months have already been a lot of things that have been shifting, and so I'm excited to see what this new term is going to bring.
Well, today, January 20, 2025, it's a day that we have waited for. It's a day that could have been significantly different. And today we rejoice at what has occurred. President Donald Trump now, historically in this amazing election, has become the 47th president of the United States of America, taking office with a very aggressive agenda to make America great again, already lining up a large number of people for his cabinet. I've not seen a cabinet that has been nominated in this kind of volume of any president in my history. This is amazing what has happened. And even before taking the oath of office, he already has been recognized on a global scale as the leader of the free world. And so we have created a theme for our upcoming gala that is going to be in Orlando for Liberty Counsel, April 5. And the theme of that is A New Birth of Freedom. And I think the reason why we did that is you go back to the Gettysburg Address, Abraham Lincoln, he talks about this nation and a new birth of freedom. And I think if you go back to 2020, it's not just the election, but the election is the culmination of so many things that are happening. You go back to 2020 and you had the COVID lockdowns and there was all these restrictions, Holly, against churches and places of worship. We litigated against that and we won freedom for churches and people of faith to worship all the way up to the United States Supreme Court. The mandates came and they threatened to kick out people in the United States military, put people out of work that had been so faithful for many years, including healthcare workers. We won those cases. Unfortunately, they were very difficult situations for a lot of people. I think what's happened in those two situations, those original lockdowns and the mandates, is that people began to realize that there is a bigger problem with government. There's a bigger problem with these big pharma corporations, and they are doing their own research, and they are realizing that they can't rely upon the media. And I think the media in general has taken a big hit since 2020. And then if you look at what just happened, who would have ever thought that Facebook would say they're not going to censor you anymore, that they were getting pressure from the Biden administration, and you're going to have some freedom on Facebook and on their other platforms.
Right. And I'm still a little cautious about what exactly will unfold. And I think we should be cautious, but it is promising. But I think, you know, even with all the COVID lockdowns and everything we went through, the positive part is that it was a huge wake-up call, I think, to many Americans to see really what that government was trying to do to people. And, you know, I think now we're back. America is back.
You look at the COVID lockdowns, the restriction on places of worship, those were struck down. The mandates were struck down. Twitter becomes X. It's purchased by Elon Musk, and the censorship is taken off. I mean, that's huge. That was a huge issue where the first major platform now no longer censors you. You have other ones that already did not censor you, like Telegram, Signal, and others, Rumble, and so forth. But that one was a huge shift. You have Facebook now saying that they're doing the same thing. I agree. We have to wait and see. But right now, it looks very promising.
Oh, yeah.
You have DEI going by the wayside. You have these big corporations that were pushing DEI. You have 26 states that are protecting girls and women in sports and also other private places of locker rooms, restrooms, and so forth. You have this huge rejection of this radical LGBTQ agenda, the woke agenda. You have school choice happening all over the country. And then you have this historic election in 2024. So that election is kind of like the culmination of this movement. And it even goes further with the election of Donald Trump up to the day where you have the inauguration.
Plus, we have a majority House and Senate now, which, you know,
wasn't predicted.
Oh, no. And so that will be helpful as well. But, you know, back to the censorship, I would love to see Mark Zuckerberg spend the amount of money that he spent on suppressing and censoring people during the election. I would love to see him spend that amount of money toward positive things now in America.
Well, the fact is, though, if you're looking at all these different points, there are multiple points of freedom that are blossoming, and they have been doing so through very difficult times during COVID, during the 4 years of the Biden administration. Despite all of those difficulties that we went through, freedom became the victor, and the wokeness was rejected in the election of 2024. Kamala Harris didn't win a single swing state. President Trump won a historic election. Today, that is a punctuation on that. And as we go forward, hang on, because this is going to be a real quick turnaround with the policy issues.
Yeah, and I think we as Americans are reminded how priceless that freedom is.
And as Ronald Reagan said, that it is not passed down in your DNA. Every generation has to fight for it.
Absolutely.
And I feel, you know, that we are entering into a time where there is really a new birth of freedom that we are experiencing. God gave us time. He gave us, he spared us. And we can't sit back and just say, well, President Donald Trump's going to take care of everything. He's going to do a lot, no question. He's going to do a lot with immediately closing the border and securing the United
States.
That's
huge.
That alone is huge.
Oh, yes.
We're going to have some more policies that are sensible policies. I mean, we had the woke policies that ultimately we saw was behind the Hawaii fires, the California fires. Mm-hmm. It's that ideological wokeness, that LGBTQ agenda that has been so undermining common sense. And unfortunately, it's disastrous, as we've seen in Hawaii and California. It's disastrous, as we see in the workplace, when these companies go the wokeness route. But a lot of that is changing. And today, with the inauguration of President Donald Trump as the 47th president, that change will continue at a very rapid pace, I believe. And now we have a window of time, not 4 years, we have 2 years, because that's when the next midterm election is. We have 2 years to make a huge difference in America and convince the American people writ large that these policies, these values that we hold dear and true, are the values that will make America great again, so that in 2 years, there's an overwhelming continuation via the elections to continue for the next 2 years of President Donald Trump's presidency.
And absolutely. And it's a reminder to us to continually pray for President Trump and for his team, for his family, and not just expect him to do everything. He's going to be leading this country, but we the people need to be activated, need to get involved in our local communities, you know, following legislation, whatever we can do to help support him to make this country great again.
Yeah, so, you know, like in the Washington, D.C. scenario with the House and the Senate, there's a majority of Republicans in both the House and the Senate, but the margins are not huge, particularly in the House. The margins are not big. So there's going to be a lot of activity. Donald Trump's going to want to do a lot of good policy. He needs to get that legislation passed. We need to be able to work with our members of Congress and let them know. And so we have Liberty Council, lc.org, Liberty Council Action, lcaction.org, that are available, particularly our lcaction.org, to let you know about what's going on a policy level in Washington, D.C., as well as on the state levels as well. But we have to get involved and pray. You know, it was a miracle that Donald Trump is even alive. When you go back and you look at that, or, you know, we've seen it many, many times, that near assassination of Donald Trump, just centimeters, millimeters, if you will, away from death. And God preserved him, and I think you have seen a change in him since then, and he realizes, I think, that he was given a second chance.
Absolutely, and we have been given a second chance for this country. God has given us a window of mercy, and we must not waste it.
And we have a lot of litigation that we can take up to the United States Supreme Court. So pray for the United States Supreme Court. Last night, we had a kickoff gala, and then we also had a prayer session in church, and then this morning, our Faith and Liberty Ministry helped distribute 50,000 Bibles on this inauguration day. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.